The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You Break Wheel Fix is a wheel repair and refinishing company located in North Miami with 15 years experience. Fix bent or cracked wheels damaged on the streets of South Florida. Fast turnaround times on most repairs, and we even offer loaner wheels while we fix or refinish your wheels so you can keep your car on the road without interruption. Are your wheels faded or peeling? You Break Wheel Fix offers complete refinishing back to factory standards. Bored with the look of your wheels? You Break Wheel Fix offers 5,000 different finishes to customize the look of your wheels. Don't spend money on new wheels when you can renew them at You Break Wheel Fix. You Break Wheel Fix offers a full line of custom wheels and tires for every vehicle application. We offer in-house repair and complete vehicle customizations. Call You Break Wheel Fix today at 305-748-0112 or online at youbreakwheelfix.com. That's the letter U, breakwheelfix.com. We're on social media, can be found at You Break Wheel Fix on Google, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Yelp. Mention 5 Reasons Sports when you call and receive 15% off your repair. Let me introduce you to another sponsor, bestever.com. That is BSTEVR.com. Bestever.com is a fantasy sports simulator that uses real life data to simulate hypothetical situations. For example, ever wondered if Dan Marino could win a Super Bowl with a top 10 running game? We all have. You can do that with bestever.com. Let's say the Dolphins are in the running for a big free agent. Just add him to the current team and simulate games to see how it can turn out. Just open a free account and start building your own story and have bestever.com spit out game stories just for you. BestEver is not only fun to use, but has many uses beyond just curiosity. Go to bestever.com. That's BSTEVR.com. This show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a revolutionary new daily fantasy game whereby you pick 2, 3, or 4 players to go over or under their fantasy point projections, and if you're correct, you win. Pick 2 or more players from the same sport or league, or go cross leagues for your parlay. Use the promo code 5, that's FIVE, 5, and receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. But first, sign up at prizepicks.com to start winning today.
Welcome to 3 Yards Per Carry, a podcast covering the Miami Dolphins and the NFL. Now, here's your hosts, Chris, Alf, and Simon.
And we're on it. Welcome to 3 Yards Per Carry. 2 shows in 1 week, and that's for this offseason. I'm Alfredo Arteaga. Simon Clancy is here. Chris Kaufman is here. And we'd like to welcome back a new sponsor, not really new, a sponsor of 5 Reasons Sports Network, and that's Biscayne Bay Brewing Company. What was it that I used to say? The Saison, right? Saison. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Marlins Lager. Is that right?
Lager. Didn't you say lager?
Lager. I used to say lager, but it's lager. Mm-hmm. Of course, I got to get down there so they could give me some beer. Do they understand that by sponsoring this show that I could like bankrupt the company by as much beer that I drink? Like I gotta show up down there, right? And say,
well, luckily they're not going to give us free beer. Nothing.
But they got to give me some, right?
Maybe. I mean, got to keep up. We got our.
Hey, you guys get money. I'll
get. We got our Manscaped. We got our Manscaped packages from Manscaped. So you know, I'm just saying.
So yeah, you can pick it up anywhere. You can put it in your Instacart. Have it delivered to your house. Of course, it's at Publix. And you know, and if you want to, you could go right down to the Biscayne Bay Brewing Company. Check them out, BiscayneBrewing.com. All right, guys. Well, you know, free agency is exactly a month away. I just checked. Exactly a month away. And the Dolphins have some free agents on their that they got to deal with. And some of them are really interesting asks. In a previous show, we already talked about Nick Needham and the restricted free agents that they have. And essentially, these guys will be on the team, maybe, except Isaiah Ford. I think we could summarily dismiss that Isaiah Ford is an idea in 2021. Mm-hmm. Right, Simon, Chris?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right. So poor Isaiah Ford gets exactly 4 seconds on this episode. But we'll move on to Nick Needham. And I got one question. Does he get extended, Simon? Or is it, or are they trying to, I don't know, maybe Noah Igbinoghene gets his snaps and then they could tell Nick Needham, hey, you know, go get rich somewhere else? Or does he get extended this year, Simon?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to. It wouldn't surprise me, actually, but it'd have to be a friendly enough deal because there are other deals coming down the pipeline. Jerome Baker, Mike Gesicki, you know, some good nickel corners in this draft as well. He's played well. He's generally played well. You know, nickel corners are hard to find. He's twitchy. He gets his hands on a lot of footballs. He's a solid tackler. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he did, if the price was right.
Chris, are they extending him or are they just running out the string here for Nick Needham?
I think I'm not saying that they're running out the string. I think they'll do a wait and see, honestly. And he is the type of guy that they might extend. And I think he and Zach Sealer are kind of in the same boat. And they got Zach Sealer back on a contract that's a really good one for what kind of player he is. And I remember Nick Needham, you know, commenting on it and be really excited for Zach about that. And it wouldn't surprise me if they offered him something like that. But if he wants something more than that, then they just might, you know, do a wait and see because they do have irons in the fire. And they got to see what Igbinoghene's got for them and whether Byron Jones is going to ever move inside, as we know that he's done in his career at different points. So there could be, they've got the time because it's an exclusive rights restricted free agent. Mm-hmm. And so that basically means he's on the team for cheap. They've got the time to use it, you know. Don't be in a hurry to lock yourself into things when you have the ability to gather more information. And that's kind of where I see it.
All right. Now moving on. Did anybody see anything from Adam Pankey that suggests he's on the team this coming season? Because he is a free agent. No. Anyone?
I have no
idea. Hanky Pankey. No.
No. Okay.
Well, you never know if, like, you know, he's secretly Lemuel Jean-Pierre's like favorite guy or something. I don't know. I know nothing about him.
Brian Flores did talk him up in one presser. He did talk him up. He said that he had some notable snaps. I think it was against Kansas City. Yeah, he had some noticeable snaps. So if you look at him, he's, you know, he's a big guy. He's mobile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and he was a guy that they seemed to ferry along onto the roster all year against all odds. It kept looking like he was going to be cut and he managed to make it through. So he's a free agent. So I guess we will know for sure what they really think of him. Julian Davenport is obviously a goner, right, Simon? It's time to get 100%. A new idea, backup left tackle.
Well, you know, when they draft Penei Sewell at 3, that probably won't be an issue.
Yes. All right. I don't think we're going to spend too much time on Devon Godshaw because we did so on a previous show, but let's put a percentage chance that he returns. I guess I'll ask Chris first. Percentage chance that Devon Godshaw returns this year?
I'd give a solid 25 because it could be another Brock Marion situation we've talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Simon?
9%.
I'd say zero. I think
not 8%.
No, 9.
Well, I think they're moving on.
You're really saying something there, then.
Yeah, I think they're moving on, and they're going to look for a true zero type to sign. And he could be a guy cut out there somewhere that we don't know of yet. And then we're
Look out for Justin Ellis that way. Played for the Raiders at nose. Reggie McKenzie drafted him. You know,
I think one of these days we're going to log on to Twitter and we're gonna say, wait a minute, that guy got cut. He would look nice, right?
That could be.
And that's something
come here to be, as we discussed last episode, come to be fourth man on a two-man rotation? I don't know how attractive it'll be. I think you got to get somebody that has like the smell of desperation on them. And that's where I bring up a guy like Justin Ellis, who was good at nose for, Reggie McKenzie got him for the Raiders. But then he went to the Baltimore Ravens last 2 years, and it's really just kind of flopped. And he's 30 years old. And so he's like in that situation where he's like, I'm really hoping for a phone call. Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it in the previous show, moving on from there, Landon Roberts. But I think that's a guy that they will seek to keep. Like, he didn't look like, it didn't look like a marriage of convenience. It looked like something that they wanted going forward. And Brian Flores really likes him. So do you think he sticks longer term, Simon?
Sorry, I just got a WhatsApp message I was reading. I didn't even hear your question.
No.
That's so incredible. Much for Landon Roberts. Sorry, Landon, you've been allowed to walk because I was busy on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I am sorry. Now I know what you said. I said it on last week's podcast or earlier in the week's podcast. I don't think he'll be back. I think they'll look to upgrade him. I thought he was solid, if unspectacular, but I think he's probably gone.
Yeah, Chris.
Same. Just because of the you never. Again, I keep going back to this Brock Marion thing because he's injured. He's going into free agency injured. So who's going to call him? Who's going to call him? You know? And so,
same thing with Bud Dupree, right?
Kept on. Well, they're not going to go for Bud Dupree, in my opinion. But you could see the situation where you're getting into the season and he's on the Rolodex, like he's an in-season signing or something like that. He's one of convenience.
That tends to make that makes a lot of sense to me. Kevon Frazier, we talked about in a previous show. DeAndre Washington, they traded a pick. It turns out that the pick that they traded for DeAndre Washington was just an upgrade in round, which means a 6th for a 7th. Okay. Like, that seems a pretty high price to pay for a guy who played, 3 games? So you got to think that he gets brought back at least to compete in the bottom of the roster, at least for the 3rd or the 4th running back spot, right, Simon?
I was just looking at Bud Dupree's market value. I mean, it's $18.2 million a year, according to SpotTrack. Look at the numbers. Their estimate is 4 years, $72.8 million, with an average salary of $18.2 million. So that isn't happening.
Not a chance in hell.
Not a chance in hell. And I just don't think the Dolphins will be players for tier one free agents. We've talked about the Juju Smith-Schusters and the Chris Godwin. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that's the market they're going to play in. I don't think they can afford to. I think there's bigger fish to fry coming down the pipeline in terms of keeping some of their own guys. Baker, Gesicki, we talked about it earlier in the week. So I don't think that there will be players. Like Chris just said it, the first few days of free agency, I do not envisage Miami being involved whatsoever. But I also think it'll be a completely unique free agency. There'll be lots and lots of players that would never normally get cut out on the market who'll be looking for 1 or 2 year prove-it deals for when the cap does go back up after the TV deals and the end of the pandemic. So, but no, I don't see us being big players, certainly for Bud Dupree, to answer your previous question.
All right, but DeAndre Washington, he has to make it up.
No.
Not they threw away.
Don't think he comes back. I don't think he comes back. He showed absolutely nothing. So,
They could have, and that pick that they gave for him, that upgrade, I mean, they could have gotten another long snapper there.
Yeah. I'd have kept Matt Breida. I don't see.
All right. And speaking of which, there is no chance in hell Matt Breida comes back, right, Simon?
None whatsoever. I mean, it would be a miracle. Why? It's a waste of a roster spot. Not because he's not talented, because he is, but they clearly just don't fancy him. They don't think he's... There must be something going on that we don't know about as fans.
Yes.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be playing, because a lot of the time when he got the ball, he ripped off decent chunks of yardage. He was a really good player.
He was healthy, scratched. The Dolphins were trying to get into the playoffs by winning the last two games of the season, and Matt Breida did not play a single snap in either of the last two games. Mm-hmm. So all you need to know.
So no, he won't be back. There's more chance of me getting carries than there is a Breida.
Can I just throw out a non sequitur though, a free agent that it wouldn't surprise me if they did visit, and like, and you, some might view him as tier one, but at this point he might not be anymore. They clearly had a hard on for Jadeveon Clowney, right?
Yes.
And he's back on the market. Spotrac, I don't know how accurate they are, but they're saying he's only going to get like a $6.5 million annual salary. And I wouldn't be surprised if they revisit that. Just throwing it out there. But
he was anyway. So bad though. He was so
I know.
Didn't even have a sack. I'll tell you one player that I think they might look at when he gets cut, which he undoubtedly will, is Preston Smith, who will likely be released by Green Bay. Obviously, Rashan Gary playing really well, and Za'Darius Smith still there. I think Preston Smith will get released. Wouldn't surprise me if they had a little look at him. 29, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Again, I think Flores has a hard on for Clowney. I mean, so he may. You say like he was bad in Tennessee, and I understand the complaints fully. I mean, he didn't even have a sack. I mean, it was, but Flores might look at that tape and still see a guy. So I just saying.
Yeah. And since we're throwing out names, one name that just keeps coming back to me that I think is something that they might be into is Josh Reynolds, wide receiver for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that they would explore. All right.
I've been banging that drum for a while. They want to establish the running game. You know, which is why I think they'll draft Penei Sewell. It's why I think they'll draft Najee Harris. And Josh Reynolds is one of the best blocking tight ends in the league for a unit, i.e. the Rams, who are the best blocking receiving unit.
Just call him a tight end.
I don't think so, did I?
Yeah. You said he's one of the best blocking tight ends in the league.
I meant receivers. It's it's 1 a.m., so it's been a day.
Yeah. All right, now for the interesting guys. Mac Hollins, really good special teams player. Speaking of good blockers, really good blocker. I don't know. I think he sticks. I think he sticks at the bottom of the roster. He's a good player for what you pay him and for what he is. Simon, he makes it back, right?
I mean, he's got hands of stone, frankly.
Yes, that's a problem.
he's a very good special teams player, special teams captain. So he could stick around. You know, you can't keep getting rid of good special teams players. You know, if you're going to get rid of Kayvon Frazier, for Jedalem, these guys, one of them's got to stick around. And it wouldn't surprise me if it was Hollins, but, you know, he's not the sort of... I mean, he had the kind of arguably the most important catch of the season against Oakland, but nevertheless, he hands are not his strong point.
I kind of think he's gone. I mean, I wish he weren't, because he's got the most entertaining Twitter feed of anybody on the the team. But and you know, you can tell he's a great guy and, you know, good sense of humor and everything. But I just don't see it. They gave him a shot, and he just kept dropping the ball. And I'm not sure there's going to be any kind of trust there. I mean, there. If you think about the fact that this wide receiver unit needs a remake, like a makeover.
Yes.
You know, he's kind of square in there, isn't he? I'm not sure. And you speak of blockers though. I mean, he blocks like a tight end. You know that if he does make it, there might be a position switch. There might be a legitimate position switch going on, and that would be how he make it.
All right. Yeah, I tend to agree. Although, you know, he's, you know, for what he gets paid and for what he's supposed to be, I think he's a good football player. I think those are guys that you win with ultimately. If the bottom of your roster looks like that, I think that's pretty good. So, yeah, I think he makes it on. We already talked about Matt Hawk in a previous show. Tama Grugier-Hill, poor guy. We talked about him as well. Ted Karras, SportTrack says that his market value is 4 years, $41 million. If the Dolphins give him 4 years, $41 million, I'm not in on that, okay?
Wow.
But, you know, they have a decision to make. This is the starter. He played every single snap at center, right?
Yep.
So,
or I think.
Yes, he did. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember him ever leaving a game. So I'm pretty certain he played every single snap. It's an important position. It's the smack dab in the middle of the line. He touches the ball on every play. He was the captain of the offensive line, which I don't know if that says something or not. But Simon, you know, are you going to compete for him? Or are you just going to say, you know what, throw your hands up and say, look, we're not paying him. We're going to go seek to replace him elsewhere. Probably not free agency, but most likely in the draft. Simon.
Yeah, I mean – I'd keep him around, but not that contract. I'd keep him around because he's actually a really good interior backup who can play all three positions. But $42 million, I mean, I'd rather saw off my penis with a rusty blade, even though it's not my money.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not our we just cracked about that, you know, in an earlier podcast. It's not our money, so what do we care? But in this case, it's like. Really? I wouldn't get into a bidding. The problem is that he's a really young free agent. So if you think about the free agents that that are going to get bid in this market, it's the young guys, and that because that tends to be where Miami looks. I mean, they've got a thing, Chris Greer. I mean, they just go straight down the list. I mean, you could sort by age, and that's the top of that list is who they contact or who they start doing work on. He's like the third youngest center on the market, and the other two, the two younger than him, don't play. So that's the problem. Corey Linsley, you know, we've talked about, he might be the best center in the league. Does he make it out of Green Bay? Probably not. But that's the only other guy that I'd really want to look at as a free agent that would get any kind of money. Otherwise, I'm going to go see if somebody like, I don't know, like Ben Garland can come here and play ball. Even though he's 32 years old, he's probably not going to get a lot of phone calls and not a lot of money. So save some money here and go with a young player like Creed Humphrey or Quinn Miners. I mean, if you go with a Ben Garland as like sort of a 1 year thing, or James Ferentz, I mean, they know him. You know, he was in New England. Then you can draft somebody like Quinn Miners, who played at Wisconsin Whitewater and, you know, learned to block from trees in the forest. I mean, it's you can do that. You can bring him along. But if you, you know, otherwise you don't have anybody, then you need to get a guy who like Creed Humphrey, who started like 37 games or whatever and just comes right in ready to go immediately.
I got an interesting story for, since we're talking about centers and available centers last year, probably around this time, we were talking about free agent centers that might make it out there. And everybody, and I'll show you the pieces that were written about him. Matt Skura of the Baltimore Ravens. Everybody was talking about
the who? The exactly. Baltimore. Aren't they called Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Where's Baltimore?
Baltimore.
I want a nice Baltimore lager.
Yeah, a Baltimore lager, and watch The Wire from Baltimore.
I had a lager on the plane from Chicago to Baltimore.
And if you are from Baltimore, they actually pronounce it Baltimore.
They don't pronounce it.
It's not. They don't pronounce. I don't even think they pronounce the T. I think it's just Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah. It's very strange. It's a little quirk in this country. But Matt Skura, at one point, he was considered, oh, he's going to be the next big thing, and he's going to get a pile of money. He got one of the weirdest things that can happen to an athlete in anywhere. And I don't know if you guys know about this, but he got the yips, snapping from center.
What?
The yips.
It's a golfing term, Chris.
Is it contagious?
No, it means like golfers that can't swing or can't putt because they just, it just goes, the ability to do it mentally. There's a book called There's a very famous book called My Baby Got the Yips, which is about a golfer who's really good and they just fucking just can't hit it, you know. Couldn't hit a beach ball with a stick.
Wow.
Well, that happened to Matt Skur, and serious. He got benched. Okay, benched to the point where, okay, you cannot snap the ball anymore, because if you snap it over Lamar Jackson's head again, we're just gonna have to cut you. They actually turned him into a guard. Well, guess who's gonna be a free agent again? Any chance whatsoever that they revisit this? No, right? Career's over, no. Simon?
I'm gonna say no.
No.
The Yips sound quite
serious. How do you go from one of the best centers in football to out of the league at the age of 28?
The Yips.
Yes.
That's exactly
how. I guess that's how you go out.
Man.
So no reclamation project, man.
It really makes you think. I mean, what if I get the Yips?
No reclamation project, huh? Wow.
What do you do that's going to get the Yips? Masturbating? Can you get the masturbating?
Can you get the masturbatory Yips?
Ask the doctor. Doctor, I'm suffering from bad wanking. Have I got the Yips?
I just don't have it. I just don't have the touch.
Some of that is weird. Matt Skur is the latest example, but do you guys remember what happened to Rick Ankiel?
Who?
He was a pitcher.
Did you just make that name up?
No, Rick Ankiel.
Or is this another like pronunciation thing?
No, that's his name. That's Rick Ankiel.
Is this like Keenan and Kel? Are they two separate people, Rick Ankiel?
No, his last name is Ankiel. He was a rookie of the year at pitcher. He forgot how to throw the ball over the plate.
From one year to the next. I think I could only name two baseball players.
Yeah, one of them is on your hypothetical team, right?
Christian Yelich.
Yes.
Mike Trout is the other one. I'm not sure I could name any other baseball players currently. Oh, CC Sabathia, does he still play?
No, he's retired. And if he's not retired, he should be retired. He's 100 years old.
What happened to that dude?
N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry. What happened to that dude that played for the Red Sox that got attacked or mugged or had a heart attack or something?
He's been retired for 4 years.
Has he?
Yeah. Oh, like okay. which was it? Because those are a lot of different things. Like
I think all of those things happened.
After mugged or had a heart attack.
Yeah. Big Papi.
Yeah, Big Papi.
Oh, Big Papi. Big Papi.
David Ortiz. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I just found it weird.
That one even I know.
I've never heard of this before, but yes, Matt Skura has the Yips, and he's gone from budding superstar at center to possibly out of the league, now a free agent. And according to my two co-hosts, no chance he's a reclamation project. Of course, I saved the best for last. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Simon.
No, he won't.
No.
Zero chance.
Wow. Zero. Zero. Really? Zero.
Zero.
0.0.
Okay. Why? It begs the question, why? He's an adequate backup quarterback. He's
I think
that
he still
can win games.
I think he still wants to start, part one. I think he feels badly done by, I think, in all truth, about what happened. He's such a pro. I think so. And he's such a pro, he never let it show, but I think he's going to go. Look at me. There's a poem for you. I think he'll probably go. Do you know where I think he'll probably end up? He'll probably start the season at the Patriots.
Wow.
He's got to complete the set. He's been in Buffalo, exactly. New York, and Miami. So there's one left. Go for it.
So really,
no, he's
Chris. Not, make
he's,
any
gone, he's gone. No. I think he's gone. Period. I think that they. It's just time to move on. That's all. And it's. I don't think he's mad at, say, for instance, Tua, and I think he totally understands the decision. But that doesn't mean he wants to be here. So I think that, you know, he wants to start. He wants the chance to start here. They're not even going to give him the chance to start here.
No.
That's the thing. Like if he comes in to this roster, it's not a competition between he and Tua. Tua is the starter, and maybe they pull some more shenanigans where it's the fourth quarter and a totally hopeless situation. They're like, you know, hey, Fitzpatrick, go toss it around. See if you can complete some Hail Marys. But yeah, he's not going to be the starter. He's not even going to be in competition for it. And I think he demands better than that. Otherwise, he'll just retire. I mean, he's comfortable. He's got a huge family.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say something, by the way, apropos of not a great deal, but you know, like in the earlier show this week, you were talking about like scat and stuff, and Chris and I had nothing to do with it, but it was just
I was really hoping for like a 100% less scat talk in this.
So was I. But you know that, Alf, you were
here. We
about,
are,
and Chris and I were like distancing, like beep beep beep. This vehicle is reversing. Beep beep. We were like out of it, and you were talking about it. And then tonight we were talking about wanking. I just tweeted something about what my missus said about, are you doing the Dolphins podcast tonight? And I was like, yes. And she was like, oh, great. More crap about some third round tight end from Utah who weighs 223 pounds and has a vertical leap of 6'3". And I said, Brant Crete is actually this guy, although he's 232 pounds. And she said, I made that up and it's actually real. ? And I was like, yeah, of course. Anyway, I just tweeted that and some guy is like, which podcast? And I said 3 yards per carry. And he replied, subscribed. What a shock this dude is going to get when the first two things he hears Alf talking about scat for 10
after,
minutes.
After the conversation about Manscaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's just replied again. Been looking for a decent Miami Dolphins podcast. What I subscribed to was a single person giving a monologue with no discussion, debate, or alternative point of view. Well, you're going to get that here, buddy. Plus,
oh, man. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, dude.
Well, that begs the question. If Ryan Fitzpatrick is a goner, who's going to replace him? Are we just going to be one of those teams that if our quarterback goes down, we just get dead? We just, you know, season's over, pack it in, start thinking about the draft and free agency. Are we going to be one of those teams, or are we actually going to go compete for somebody that can actually win a game or two? Because I look at the free agent list. Wow.
Fun. Yeah, I think they'll end up with the kind of a Nick Foles-y type. I think they've got
that
to.
Good, Tua's huh? healthy.
Well, Tua's health is... Well, I mean, look, there's not enough... There's not, no, not him, but there's not 32 good starting quarterbacks in the league. Do you know what I mean? There's got to be... I think they will find a backup. You know, I don't know who that will be.
Joe Flacco?
It could be like Brian Hoyer. You know,
Hoyer, something like that.
That's pretty good.
I mean, he's 35, but...
Yeah.
I think... You've mentioned before Mitch Trubisky, and I think that they could get involved there. Because when it goes, like your status as a starter, when it goes,
yes, you
like
go
it's gone,
well.
It's gone. I mean, it like other teams aren't. What team is going to go into their like Mitch Trubisky? That's our plan at quarterback this year. it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. So yeah, the Dolphins could get involved there legitimately. If not, then you know start looking at guys like, I don't know,
Rod CJ Taylor maybe, or,
maybe, you know, could be Tyrod Taylor, could be Jacoby Brissett, you know, could definitely I could see that, and it could be like I said Brian Hoyer, because I know Brian Hoyer like presents value in the room. And it just, yeah, it feels right. It feels like the right thing since Tua is the starter to have somebody a little bit more experienced, just not named Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Whatever they do, no Mike Glennon, please.
Brandon Allen, something like that. I could see Jacoby Brissett. He knows the staff.
You know. Maybe Steny Hoyer.
Colt McCoy.
I mean,
it's going to be slim pickings.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, that's the position. That...
By the way, strong rumors, thoughts on the way out here. It looks like Carson Wentz could be a Colt by this time next week.
I thought he was supposed to be a Bronco.
No. That's
I can't keep up.
Broncos said that they're out. And they said it publicly. So you got to believe them, I guess. But it looks like Carson Wentz is a Colt. Maybe. By the next time we do this show next week. He could be a Colt. It's looking that way. Simon, is that the best fit? I think it is. It's a great fit, I think.
I mean, the Frank Wright connection, I think we've talked about on the pod before. And it kind of has played out really with the firing of Doug Peterson. But obviously,
Frank Reich was a hugely integral part of everything that was so successful in the early Carson Wentz era. He's really never recovered from that knee injury, whether it's a mental thing, but just so much of his game has fallen apart. He's clearly a reclamation project, and Reich seems like the sort of guy that can help put him together. But I certainly wouldn't be paying what the, you know, the Eagles were looking for, them at minimum a mid first round pick. And I just wouldn't be paying that for a guy who has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league over the past 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The rumor, by the way, is that the Colts are offering a second and a third, and they don't want to budge off of that. But yeah, Chris, your thoughts on that? Because I think it's a great fit for the Colts.
You know, I kind of thought the Broncos might have made a lot of sense, but yeah, it's certainly it's a good fit for the obvious reasons, I guess. But I don't know, it's not that interesting to me because it doesn't involve our guys, and you know, it's not going to be in our division, and thankfully.
But I think it's our direct competition for a playoff spot.
You think so? Well, I guess I could see that, but Colts. I don't see it going well. I don't see it going well either. So, you know, we'll see.
I like the roster is what I like. You know,
it just occurred to me though that you know they went down the road a little bit with Matt Canada, the Dolphins did, with this offensive coordinator position, and I kind of wonder, you know, because I know they talked a lot about personnel. Like they talked a lot about personnel. And because he's a consultant, like this is, he consults about personnel and how to use them and what to go for and stuff like that. So it wouldn't surprise me if on the quarterback position, if they're kind of picking his brain about Josh Dobbs or Jacoby Brissett, because, you know, he coached both. He coached Jacoby back in college and he coached, you know, Josh Dobbs in Pittsburgh. And so I wonder about that. But as for Carson Wentz, I could really care less.
Yeah, I also wonder if Jacoby Brissett just, you know, comes back on a 1 year and tries to take the job from Carson Wentz. You know, maybe he seizes, you know, the opportunity. Maybe he says, you know what, I have a shot here to take the spot from him.
But, fat chance.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know, they're going to send him elsewhere. Miracle, he signed a $30 million 2 year deal. Jacoby Brissett.
Insane.
$30 million for 2 years. And I think he played six games in those 2 years. But yeah. Well, that's it. There is no more. We are exactly a little under a month away from free agency. And it should be an interesting one because some really good players could get cut. But I guess we'll begin to talk about that next week. But till then.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.